阿门。
好，
现在我们打开罗马书第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 13.
我们再从第一节一直念到第六节。
Reading from verse 1 to 6.
按照一同开声来读。
You read together.
罗马书第十三章第一到第六节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄，不是出于上帝，凡掌权的都是上帝所命的，所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒上帝的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的言不是叫那行善的惧怕，乃是叫作的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得到他的称赞，因为他是上帝的用人，是与你有益的。你的作恶却要惧怕，因为他不是空空的配件，他是上帝的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的，所以你必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。你们纳粮也是为此，因他们是上帝的差役，常常持管这事。我们读经到这个地方，
we start reading,
我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，感谢你在过去两个礼拜的中间给我们思想这一段的话，你的真理已经发出亮光，照耀我们的心思意念，照耀我们的生活的一切的细节。就是今天继续用你真理的圣灵，就是启示你的道给先知同使徒的灵，在光照我们的时候赐给我们的悟性，使我们明白，深入的明白，正确的明白，丰富的明白，适用的明白，好像我们所知，我们所听，我们所信的，能够在我们的行为，在我们的生活中间彰显出来，荣耀你的名，赐福给讲的翻译的同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你。
阿门。
我们已经用两次的时间讲解这一段经文。
We have spent two sessions to expound this passage.
圣经很清楚的肯定，政府是一定要有的。
Very clearly, the Bible affirms that there's a need of government authority.
耶和华见证人他们说，政府都是魔鬼的工具。
Jehovah Witnesses say that government are the instruments of Satan.
这种解释完全违背我们上帝所启示的道理。
This kind of interpretation is in harmony with the revelation of God.
因为圣经肯定政府是必要。
Because the Bible affirms that there's a need of government.
圣经又指出政权是上帝给的。
And also point to the fact that government authority is given by God.
所以政府的存在是合法的。
So the existence of government is legal.
政府的存在是必须的。
The existence of government also is the necessity.
政府的权柄是神权之下所赋予人的权柄。
The authority of the government is under the authority of God given to man.
所以这样我们应当在权柄的层次排列上。
So then we must be clear in the levels of authority.
清楚看见上帝的旨意。
Clearly, you want to see the will of God.
在这个上帝创造的次序中间。
So in this created order of God,
只有他自己是一切的源首。
It is only He is the source of all things.
他也是一切权柄的源头。
And also the source of all authorities.
是神的权柄是绝对的权威。
So then God's authority is the absolute authority.
永恒不改变的。
It's eternally never changed.
神的权柄是永远的。在宝座上掌权的。
And his authority is that he sits on the throne and reigns eternally.
政权就不在神权之上。
So then we see the government authority is not above God's authority.
政权是在神权之下。
But rather below God's sovereignty.
这样的人权是一定要被尊重的。
So then the human authority must be respected.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式被造的。
Because man is created after the image of God.
政权就是上帝赐下的。
Then this government authority is given by God.
上帝给人权柄。
God has given us authority.
上帝又赐下政权。
And God has given us government authority.
政府就管理人民。
So government rule over man.
这样会不会因为政府的管理妨碍了人民的权柄呢？
Would it be because this government rules it violates our human rights?
这样政权、人权跟神权之间有可能会产生紧张的关系。
So there might be tension that exists between God's authority, government authority, and human rights.
但这个排列不清楚的。
When this order is misarranged,
社会一定纷乱。
Then there's a chaos in society.
那我们要怎么样摆列政权、神权跟人权
？How do we put the order of God's authority, human authority, and human rights?
人权是在政权之上
，human right is above government authority.
啊，神权是在政权之上
，and then the God's authority is above government authority.
神权又在人权之上
，and also this God's authority is above human rights.
所以说有两件事我很明白的
，there are two things I know clearly.
神权高过人权一定的。
That God's authority is higher than human rights.
神权高过政权也一定。
And also God's authority is higher than government authority.
那么政权跟人权哪一个在上，哪一个在下
？So human right and government authority, which is above which?
从整个系统的管理来说
，from the systematic order and management,
政权是在人权之上
，government authority is above human right.
但是从赐下政权的目的来说
，but when you see the motive of giving this government authority,
人权是在政权之上
，human right is above government authority.
那你说这个可以被调换的次序，我要什么时候明白什么状况这个在上，什么状况那个在上呢
？Then you want to understand under what situation this is above the other.
为什么需要政府
？Why say there's no government?
因为人已经犯罪
，because men have sinned.
那么这个是呢，许多外教的人或者不明白圣经的人没有办法看出来的。
It's Gentiles who do not read the Bible cannot understand this.
特别的所谓新文化，所以现代的新神学，他们根本不信罪性在圣经中间的见证。
Especially new humanity and also the new modern theology do not understand the original sin.
所以凡是不承认人已经是有罪的。就没有办法明白为什么政权是需要的。
He who doesn't acknowledge that there is a sin in us cannot understand the necessity of government authority.
但是真正相信罪是一个不可否认的事实，那这个一定推到人需要被统治。
But he who admits that our sin is an undeniable fact, then he will see the need of government.
如果全世界的人类都没有罪。
If for the whole world there's no sin,
每一个人直接顺服上帝就够了。
And everyone will submit to God directly, that's enough.
每一个人需要去管别人。
And there's no one that rule over the others.
也没有一个人需要被人管。
And there's no need of one to be ruled over by the others.
人人直接向上帝负责就对。
So everybody to be directly accountable to God.
如果全世界的人没有罪的存在。
If there's no existence of sin with the whole world,
没有一个人可以对别人产生侵害和威胁
，then there's no one who can threaten and invade the other party。
这样没有一个人的人权会被别人的人权所剥去。
So not a single one's human right will be violated。
这样统治人、管理人、刑罚人的责任就根本不需要存在。
So to rule over men, to punish men, there's no such a need。
因为罪存在的
，because the existence of sin，
所以人会害人。
When man can invade others,
人会侵占别人的人权
can hurt others,
人会贪爱别人的财物
can covet others' properties,
人会杀害别人的
生命 and will kill others,
人会流别人的血
and will shed others' blood,
所以这种人人之间罪的存在
because the existence of sin between man and man,
人侵害别人的人权
and one were to encroach into the human right of the other party,
就需要有对付的这一种权柄
and because of that there's an authority that need to have judgment
这样政府就是必须的
and that's why there's a need of government
这就是为什么改教家告诉我们
the reformer tell us
最坏的政府比没有政府还更好
that the worst government is even better than anarchy
我们不能想象如果罪人的社会中间再没有个比人权更有管理权柄的政权存在的
We just cannot imagine that among the sinners there's no government that rule over this human who has fallen.
那么这个社会又变成怎样的样子
Then what kind of society that we are confronted?
彼此相害彼此相骗彼此相杀都是很自由自在而不必负责任的这个行为
That freely you hurt one another also you encroach one another and the freedom to all do all these evil things
那么这个社会就因为罪的彼此相害相杀变成不能 存在的社会。
And because in sin we hurt each other, there's no possibility of existence of society.
所以上帝把权柄给政府。
So then God has given authority to the government.
政府就可以管理人了。
The government can rule over people.
那么政府的权柄到底比人的权柄更高或者更低呢？
So then this authority of the government is higher than human right then.
这里说呢，在上掌权的人人都要顺服他。
He who rule above, we must submit him.
岂不是直接告诉我们政府的权柄在人人的权柄之上？
Isn't it to say that government authority is higher than human right?
好像是对的。
Look as if it is.
但是政府为什么存在？
But why does government exist?
政府为了要这个刑罚恶人而存在。
In order to punish the evil doers.
那么如果人没有恶，政府刑罚谁呢？
If there's no evil, then who are they going to judge?
所以刚才我们讲了，因为罪的存在产生了政府必须要的存在。
Just now we said because sin exists, and that's why there's a necessity of government.
那么罪既然是一件事实，当然政府就不可避免了。
Since this sin is a fact, then there's cannot be avoid this government rule.
政府既然管制人，所以呢，政府就比人更高了。
Since government rule over people, then it's higher than human right.
但这个问题只有问一半，另外一半还没有。
But this question is only half asked, the other part we're not thought through.
为什么政府要保护人？
Why is the government must protect people?
免得有人用罪恶侵害别人。
Let some through sin will hurt the other party.
政府保护人，因为人权是需要被保护的。
Government protect people because human right must be protected.
为什么人权需要被保护呢？
Why is the human right must be protected?
因为人权是尊贵的。
Because it's the honor.
所以政府是服务全人类。
And that's why government serve all people.
服务全人类。
To serve all people.
保护全人类。
To serve humankind.
使每一个在社会中间的个人都得到一种可以安身立命的一种保障。
So that every individual in the society feel that he's protected.
这样服务人的就比人更低。
So the one who serve others will be lower than the people he serve.
这个角度来看，政权是比人权更低的。
For from this perspective, government authority is lower than human rights.
政权是为了保护人权。
Because government authority wants to protect human rights.
所以这样你看见了在这个世界历史的中间，
Then you see that down the history,
就在这两种不同的观点中间产生了政治性的纠纷、革命，还有许多的矛盾。
In this two stand, there is a political kind of struggle and fight.
所有的帝王
All emperors,
他们都认为他们的权柄高高在上，全国的百姓是他个人的产业，他有生杀最后的权。
They thought that they are higher than all people because they rule over the people.
所以呢，他们以为他们在人权之上。
So they thought they are above the human rights.
但是呢
，But then,
从另外一个角度来看
，from another perspective,
许多到了二十世纪都明白，民主政权是人民选出政府。
A lot of people come in the 20th century. They know the government, the authority is given and elected by people.
所以政府的权柄是人民交给他的。
So the government authority is given by the people.
这样你是我委托你做政府的。
So I entrusted you, appointed you to be the government.
你要服务人民的。
So you must serve the people.
连共产党都不敢不讲这个话，为人民服务。
Even the Communist Party will say that we serve for the people.
真的是为人民服务吗？
Do they really serve the people?
人民政府根本不是人民选出来的，你记得吗？
People's Republic is not elected by the people, you know.
他们假设是他们自己得到了政权，为了要服务人民，免得人民反对他们。
So they thought that they got the power in order to serve the people, lest the people go against them.
所以这种观念在毛泽东头脑里面是完全乱的。
So this kind of concept in Mao Zedong's mind is all confused.
你问毛泽东的到底你的政权哪里来的？
If you ask Mao Zedong, where comes your government authority?
他不会说上帝给我的。
He will not say government give me.
因为他最好他自己就是上帝嘛。
Because the best he himself is God.
但他自己怎么会得到政权呢？
But how can he have the authority then?
所以毛泽东就发明了一句话。
毛泽东 invented a statement.
枪杆子里出政权。
You want to use a gun to produce political power.
所以政权是从强权得来的。
So political power.Come from force.
政权是从武器得来。
Come from weapon.
所以你看那些不懂圣经的人，他讲话会乱到什么地步，他自己不知道。
So he, you see that he who doesn't know the Bible will be confused in their words.
一方面他只能说我是人民政府。
On the one hand, they can say we are People's Republic.
一方面知道没有人民选他做政府。
But they know that the people elect them to be the government.
所有的人民代表都是他指定的。
Because all the people's representatives are appointed by them.
他的权柄哪里来呢？
So where comes his authority?
他走投无路，就是说枪杆里面出政权。
So he can only say through the weapon.
所以人的思想。
So man's thought
放在圣经的光照之下。
When you put the enlightenment of the Bible,
都是支离破碎，自我矛盾。
They all be self-conflicting and also fragmentary.
直到今天
，until today，
我教哲学教了几十年。
I've taught this philosophy for decades.
我没有看见人的思想能够完满自己解释到天衣无缝的地步。
I will not see any philosophical system that can interpret that system so well that it's perfect.
所以当有一种思想形态
，so when there's ideology
在反对上帝的时候
，to go against God，
你不必太急。
You don't have to be anxious.
每一个反对上帝的主意或者意识形态，总有一天都暴露出自己自相矛盾的那些相悖真理的这个因素在里面。
Because every ism or ideology, when they go against God, they'll be self-conflicting. Finally,
finally will show their own self-conflicting, self-defeating factor.这是一定，
他们会自我拆毁、自我矛盾的。
第二样
，the second，
所有反对上帝道理的主义、哲学思想、意识形态
，and all ideology, ism and philosophy that go against God，
他们里面隐藏着一个定时炸弹，只等时间到了一定，自我爆炸、自我摧毁的。
Within it is planted a time bomb that will lead to self-destruction。
所以呢，我对你说呢。1970年的时候
，So in 1970,
有一个香港的路德会90多个牧师会议，请我讲到。
In this Hong Kong, there's a Lutheran conference about more than 90 of the pastors. They invited me to speak.
他们都是老经验的。
They were all very experienced.
那个时候我还不到30岁。
I was less than 30.
所以我是恐惧战惊回答这些老牧师发的很尖锐、很聪明的问题。
So very trembling, I also answered the pointed and clever question from this old pastor.
他说：“唐崇荣弟兄，那个时候我还没有按你牧师。
”He said, "Brother Tong, because I wasn't ordained as a pastor yet."
你看，基督教2000年不过如此。
You see, for 2,000 years, such as Christianity,
共产主义才100多年这么伟大。
Communism only less than 100 years, that's so mighty.
你有什么看法呢
？What do you what is your view?
我心里主啊，可怜我，可怜我。
I said, "God pity on me."
这样难答的问题怎么
？So difficult questions.
后来我怎么回答呢
？You know how I answer?
我说要比呢，要同样时间一同比。
If you want to compare on the same time basis.
基督教2000年是这样。
2,000 years of Christianity is such.
共产党2000年变成怎么样？因那个时候才来比。
And how will communism become in 2,000 years later? Then only we can compare.
如果共产党100多年
，if a communist only 100 years，
影响这么大
，influence such big，
基督教开始那100多年
，and the Christianity started for 100 years，
影响也大得不得了
，also great influence。
而那个时候的基督教是被杀而不能被消灭的。
The Christianity at that time was being killed but cannot be demolished。
共产的100多年是因为杀了很多人才能生存的。
But communism become the cure for 100 years and that's going to exist for 100 years.
不一样的事情。
That's the difference.
如果过了2000年以后
，If 2000 years later，
共产主义还不能存在，我不知道。
And whether communism will still exist, I don't know.
那个时候你死了，我也死了。
At the time you die, I die.
所以我很难解答你的问题。
So very difficult to answer your question.
感谢上帝给我活到今天还没有死。
So until today I'm still alive.
共产主义已经先死了。
But communism is dying.
这表示它不能经过100年的这个考验。
Only to show that it can stand to 100 years test.
共产主义宣言是1848年开始。
And communist manifesto is 1948.
共产主义抢夺政权是1917年开始。
And also in 1917, they took away the power of government power.
72年以后。
And 72 years later.
1989年。
1989年，
这个柏林的墙就倒下来。
And Berlin Wall fell.
今天中国还是共产党统治。
Now this mainland China is still ruled over by Communist Party.
根本不是共产主义。
But actually, down the road, there are no more communism.
资本主义装上共产主义的这个外衣来继续不断统治下去。
It is the capitalism that put on the clothing of communism to rule over China.
所以这个表示不能经过考验。
Only to show that it can stand to the test.
只有72年而已。
Only 72 years.
所以你看这个政权。
So this power.
说是人民政府。
That is people's power.
从起初不是人选的。
Since it's not elected by people.
而人民政府最伟大的舵手毛泽东是枪杆里面出政权。
So that Mao Zedong said that it comes from weapons.
所以他也不讲是人民给他的。
So he doesn't say it's people who give him the power.
他知道不是。
Because he knows he's not.
他也不讲上帝给他的。
He doesn't say that God gave it to him.
因为他不是上帝的儿子。
Because he's not the son of God.
所以他没有办法走来走去变成枪里面出政权。
So he can only say through guns.
这个是很奇妙的最大的神迹启示。
This is the greatest miracle actually.
这个枪会出阵。
You know this gun can produce political power.
妙想天开的事。
Why he just imagined it?
所以你只能回到圣经。
So you can only come back to the Bible.
你才能明白世界所谓最伟大的人的没有办法明白的真理。
Then you can understand those kind of truth that the greater people in the world can understand.
每次我指出这些的时候，
Every time when I point to these weaknesses,
我需要很大的勇敢。
I need bravery.
我需要愿意牺牲的心。
I need to be self-sacrificing.
一定要点出来。
But I must say this.
因为圣经自己说，
Because the Bible says,
上帝的道使义人通达。
God's word enlightens those fools.
上帝的道使人可以这个思想启明起来。
So that we can be enlightened in our minds.
上帝的道苏醒人的灵魂。
God also awakened our spirit.
上帝使我们看清真理是怎么样。
God allowed us to see what is truth.
这样回头来说。
Then when you come back,
政权是神所赐的。
Authority is given by God.
政权是为了防止人权的败坏。
Government authority so that men's human rights will not deteriorate.
政权是为了保全人权的利益。
In order to protect the benefit of human rights.
所以政府到底是以自己的权柄争出来的呢？
So does the government fight because of their own authority?
不是
No.
到底政府是人把它选出来的吗？
You see this government elected by men?
也不尽然
Not necessarily.
虽然民主国家都是人民选的
Even though democratic nations are government is elected by people.
By people, from people, for people.
那么说为百姓的也是百姓所产生的。
百姓产生出来的。
It came from people.
是为了百姓而被建立的。
For the sake of people they are established.
所做的事为了百姓的益处而做的。
For the sake of benefit of people they do things.
所以这个是西方民主的观念。
This is a Western democratic thinking.
西方民主的观念。
And the Western democratic thinking.
是曾经经过三个不同的观念。产生出来。
It has been produced by three different concepts.
第一
，the first
就是雅典的民族
，the ethnicistic kind of democracy.
第二就是改教运动的人权观
，and the human right concept of reformation.
第三
，the third
就是法国革命的一种典范
，and also a paradigm of French Revolution.
所以每个人谈民主的时候
，so when everybody talk about democracy,
你没有办法逃脱这三件历史重大的事件。
You cannot escape from these three great events in history.
这雅典的民主
，in Athens there's democracy,
不是真正的民主
，it's not true democracy.
所以雅典是用大家把它选举出来的这个方式建立政府的。
Because Athenian democracy, even though it's elected by people,
但是请问谁可以参加选举呢？
But who can participate in the elections?
是公民选举吗？
Is it all the people?
不是。
No.
是谁可以选举？
Who can make elections?
是贵族人士选举。
The nobilities.
啊，贵族人士在雅典市民中间的比例到底有多少？
And the proportion of nobility in the Athenian city, how many percent of it?
选举的人有男的有女的吗？
And are they also men and female who elect?
没有。
No.
只有男人可以选举。
Only male can elect.
女人不可以选举。
The female cannot.
所以雅典城市里面最少有 58% 没有办法选举。
So in the city of Athens, at least 50% cannot have election.
剩下的 58% 是男的。
And the 50% are men.
只有成人可以选举。
Only adults can make election.
所以最少有 75% 不能选举。
So at least 75% cannot have election.
成人中间那些贵族可以选举。
Among the adults, only nobilities can.
平民不能选举。
And the poor people cannot.
所以最少变成有85% 不能选举。
So at least 80% cannot.
那么那些成人中间。
And among adults.
做奴隶的不可选举
Those are slaves cannot elect
那些农夫不可选举
The farmer cannot
那些俘虏不可选举
And those enslaved cannot
可能只有5% 的选举
Maybe only 5 electorate
美其名叫做民主
So to beautify say that democracy
其实没有人民可以做主
But actually not a single people can be the master
雅典的民主
So the Athenic democracy
是一种假的民主
It is a fake or false democracy
是一种寡头的假民主政治
Because it is only monopoly
那么法国革命的时候的民主是怎样的民主
So when it comes to French Revolution
法国革命其实是暴民运动
Actually it's the peasants rebel
不是农民暴民就是Rascals
rebel.
这是一些那些呢有私恨在心中的人。
Those rascals, they have their own personal hatred.
趁着机会呢，公众群众心里引起大家反感，就暴动的这个名。
So they took the opportunity of mass psychology, they started revolution.
所以那个时候呢，谁敢讲话就叫做人民的声音了。
So who that dare to speak then represent the voice of the people?
今天全世界人非常感激法国带来的民主。
Today, a lot of people today are thankful because of France Revolution and democracy.
上帝是留下英国做一个对照。
But God has left the UK to be a mirror.
法国的革命是1789年的革命。
1789 was the French Revolution.
到了1789年的时候。
When it comes to 1789,
法国的政府王朝没有办法的控制百姓对他们的不满。
The government of France can no more in control of the people because they are not satisfied with the government.
第一个原因
，The first reason,
贫富悬殊太厉害。
There is a big gap between the rich and the poor.
第二个原因
，The second,
那是贵族的特权太享受。
There are so much of privileges of the nobilities.
第三个原因
，The third,
对穷人欺压。太过分了
They oppress too much the lowly class and the poor
抽税的制度太无理了
And the taxation is not reasonable
所以有的人做到死连一碗饭都不能吃
So other people that work until they die they cannot even earn a bowl of rice
有的人翘脚在那里玩风扇就有千万
And some will just sit there shaking legs and they can enjoy everything
这个百姓的不满就越来越深刻
So the discontentment of people grows
到最后呢这些怨天忧这个怨天尤人的
Until one day all this become a kind of voice
结合成一个社会党
When it come to a society
他们起来暴动了
And the social party rebel again
大批的百姓是任劳任命任怨任苦
Because the mass of the people are the one who labor very hard
所以呢我们看见那个时候宗教界最大的毛病是什么
So we see the greatest weaknesses of religious people
所以教士也是享受特权的人
Because this group of people also the one who enjoy the privileges
站在政府的这边的欺负百姓
So they stand beside the government to oppress the people
这些教士也是该死的人
Now, So these people must be condemned
所以当暴民起来的时候
So when this rascal rebel
他们就认为用最后一个教士的肠去绞死最后一个教皇的颈，世界才有和平。
So they want to use the last intestine of these fathers to also strangle the neck of the last nobility.
最后那个教皇。
And the last pope.
到死。
Until he died, there is hope.
世界才有和平。
Then there's hope.
所以百姓太失望。
So the people were so disappointed.
不但对王权失望。
Not only to the government power, they are disappointed.
对官员失望。
To the rulers, they are disappointed.
对贵族失望。
To the nobility, they are disappointed.
对传道人也失望。
And also to the preacher, they are disappointed.
所以革命一爆发的时候。
So when the revolution starts,
从王宫到教廷都没有办法制止。
From the palace until the Pope's palace, there's no way to stop it.
这是神的许可。
This God's permission.
因为神要结束一个政权的时候。
Because when God wants to end the era of a government.
神可许可革命。
God permit revolution.
革命以后。
After revolution.
产生了新的政权。
The new government is produced.
权柄也是从上帝。
The government also comes from God.
因为罗马书13章告诉我们。
Because Romans chapter 13 says.
所有的权柄都是从上帝。
All authorities come from God.
所有的政权从上帝来。
All government authorities come from God.
包括革命能够成功的政权也是上帝来。
Including the authority that comes from the success of revolution also comes from God.
我们基督徒要知道圣经不是站在有钱人一边也不是站在穷人一边。
So we know the Bible doesn't stand on the side of rich or the poor.
圣经不是站在少数的王族里面也不是站在多数的平民中间。
The Bible doesn't stand beside the royalty or the common people.
圣经讲的话
What the Bible says
有比我们简单的头脑更丰富的角度使我们可以更深入的思考
It's from a richer perspective than our simple mind to think even deeply
因为政权是从上帝来的
Because the government authority comes from God
上帝赐下政权不是压制人民的
So God has given the authority not to oppress people
上帝赐下政权是保护人权
God has given the government authority to protect our human rights
从这个功用来说人权就比政权更高了
So from this function we see human rights is higher than government authority
所以呢圣经引诱的出现这样的词句是我们很少人好好注意。
So this kind of phrases hidden in the Bible, sometimes we never pay attention.
当法利赛人要来抓约翰的时候
，When the Pharisee wanted to catch John the Baptist,
他就问耶稣基督
，And he asked Jesus,
约翰的权柄哪里来
？Where come John's authority?
耶稣怎么回答呢
？How did Jesus answer?
耶稣回答说
，Jesus answered,
你问我的权柄，我问你，反问他，约翰的权柄哪里来
？You ask me, I'll ask you, where come the authority of John?
那些法利赛人不能答
，The Pharisee cannot answer.
如果说是从上帝来
，If we were to say John has already come from God,
那为什么
你不听他的。
Then why say you don't listen to him?
如果说是从自己来的
，It come from himself，
会被百姓打死的。
Then he'll be beaten by the people。
所以他们怕讲错
，So they're afraid they'll be wrong in the answer。
因为百姓的人数很多
，Because there's a mass of the people。
那句话到底在讲什么呢
？So what is this statement actually mean？
那句话到底在隐藏着呢？百姓的人权，你不可再上，不可随便侮辱他。
Talking about a human right within the people, you cannot simply insult them as a government authority.
这句话也隐藏在这段圣经。
And all this was hidden in this verse.
所以这一段圣经三次提到。
So this verse three times mentioned.
政府是上帝的仆人。
Government is the servant of God.
政府是上帝的用人。
Government is God's servant.
政府是为伸冤的。
And government is for revenge for
the oppressed.代替上帝做声音
They want to as a voice that substitutes the voice of God
所以这样呢政府是要遵循上帝在统治百姓罪人的人民之间应当被用的一个工具
So then government in terms of ruling of people he must be instrument of God
那在什么事情上政府是上帝的工具
Then upon what he is the instrument of God
你做恶吧
If you will do evil things,
你就要怕政府。
Then you must fear the government.
如果你行善吗
？If you do right,
你就不必怕政府。
You don't be afraid of him.
这句话什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是政府本身一定要先服从一种严格的法则。
That the government must submit to one very strict principle.
就是对善对恶要清清楚楚怎样对付。
That the government must be clear of what is good and evil and how to deal with them.
做好事的人。
Those who are good doers
不应当怕政府
They shouldn't be afraid of government
政府应当怕他
The government should be afraid of them
做坏事的人
But the evil doers
政府不必怕他
The government don't have to be afraid of them
他要怕政府
That they got to be afraid of government
是表示的好坏决定谁怕谁对不对
Only to say that it's the good and evil that decide who's afraid of who
一个长官啊
One who's a ruler
看见一个很伟大的很殷勤的很公益很诚实的百姓他为自己感到羞耻。
When they see a very diligent, hardworking people, they feel ashamed.
但是一个不好的人
，but a bad person，
看见政府要刑罚他，他会怕得不得。
When they see the government want to punish him, he'll be frightened.
所以政府是执行上帝公义的本性。
So government is the one to execute the godly nature of righteousness.
当人不照例发行事的时候
，When men don't do according to the rules，
神用政府来管教他。
God used government to rule over them to punish them。
当人照例发行事
，When people go according to the laws，
没有政府的宪法可以阻止上帝的律法。
There's no law of government that can stop the law of God。
这样的律法有它的限制。
Then there's a limitation of law。
限制在哪里呢
？Where's the limitation？
限制只能罚恶，不能罚善。
That they can only punish the evil, not the good。
你说圣经有这句话吗
？Does the Bible say that？
有。
Yes。
在哪里呢
？Where？
圣灵所结的果子。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit。
就忍耐。
喜乐。Joy。
和平。
And peace。
忍耐。恩慈。良善。
Goodness。
信实。温柔。
Faithfulness。
节制。
And also the self-control。
你还记得吗？这九种的东西
All these nine different aspects
讲完了以后呢
After that
下面一句话什么
And it says
这样的事
This kind of things
没有律法禁止
There's no law that can prohibit
我喜乐政府把你抓进监牢神经病
When you are rejoicing you should come put in the prison
我和平你犯法不可能
When you are peace you can say you are go against the law No
我很温柔
I'm gentle
为什么你这样温柔
我想说 gentle
关三天
所以你不是这么对
待的
，no，
所以仁爱、喜乐、和平、信实、温柔、坚持等等是没有律法可以禁止。
So all nine aspects of the fruit of Holy Spirit, no law can prohibit
圣灵的果子。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit，
一个人活在圣灵引导之下
，a person living in the guidance of Holy Spirit，
超脱了政权的力量
，get transcend the power of this government authority，
超越了政府的权力
，so also transcend the authority of the government。
你不必惧怕
，you don't need to be afraid。
我们做基督徒人
，we as Christians，
应当做这种基督徒
，we must be this kind of Christians。
做到一个连政府都佩服的不得了，哇，我们都没有办法像你们那么好啊，你真是太伟大了啊！其实没有政府也不要紧，因为你们不需要的。
So that the government even respect us， even without government they say it's good。
共产党。
The communists
在还没有得到中国政权以前
，before they got the political power of China，
他最佩服在山东的耶稣家庭。
They actually admired the Jesus home in 山东。
什么叫做耶稣家庭
？The house of Jesus in 山东。
电竞仪这位传道人所设立的
，is actually established 电竞仪
200家
，200 home
就一个会社。
And there's a century.
大家一同做工。
They come together as a community.
一同吃饭。
Eat together.
所以两百家的人。
200 homeless people.
吃饭的时候全部到工厂去吃饭。
So when they come to canteen to eat.
吃完饭一同去做工。
After they go and work together.
生产东西拿去卖。
So they produce and they sell.
卖的东西拿去大家一同用。
And they sell they share.
所以共产党说什么呢？
The Communist Party says,
他说这样好的基督教
such good Christianity,
连我们都做不到
even us can achieve,
所以我们一定要向耶稣家庭学习
so we must learn from this house of Jesus,
我们佩服得不得了
we respect them,
真的吗
is it true?
真的向他们学习吗
truly they learn from them,
等到共产党拿到政权以后
when the Communists gain their political power,
最先消灭的基督教就是耶稣家庭
And the first also take away this the house of Jesus.
为什么呢
Why?
因为如果有你这样好的基督教存在，我就不必存在了。
Because if you such good Christian exist, then we don't need to exist.
做基督徒做好人。
So if you're a Christian a good person,
已经被认为是反基督教的人的那个政权的一个威胁。
And become a threat to the government power.
所以没有得到政权，你就佩服得不了；做到政权，先消灭掉。
So before they gain the political power, they respect them, but after that, they took them away.
这表示人权的政权还是没有办法脱离罪的存在。
And saying that this human government authority cannot escape from the nature of sin.
所以世界上有没有没有罪的政府呢？
Is there any government without sin in the world?
没有
No.
政府是罚罪人，对不对
Because government punish the sinners.
你犯罪，我罚你。
If you go do wrong, I'll punish you.
那我要问政府，你犯罪谁罚你
？What are you? If you go wrong, who would punish you? Government.
我犯罪，你罚我。
So if I go wrong, you punish me.
那你犯罪，我罚你。
So if you do wrong, I'll punish you.
那么这个不是百姓跟政府打来打去打不完的。
That is the people and the government will fight continually.
今天的台湾
，Today in Taiwan，
这个讨论两件事。
And discussing two things.
到底民主这么烂
？Democracy is so bad.
从前的独裁那么恶
，And the dictator in the past was so fierce.
但是好的独裁
，good dictator，
跟烂的民主
，as compared to bad democracy，
哪一个更好呢
？Which is better？
烂民主
，bad democracy，
是 bad democracy 吗？或者你说烂怎么讲呢
？Rotten，
哦 ，rotten democracy， 那这个比较对了。
Is a rotten democracy?
Is a good dictatorship better than the rotten democracy?
Is good dictator better than the rotten democracy?
好的坏人跟坏的好人哪一个好 ？A good evil man and an evil good man. Which one is evil? Which one is good? 现在他们想，哎呀，现在台湾很民主了。
So now they thought Taiwan is democratic.
但是国会。开会不开会一直打架
But in the parliament they don't have meeting they fight
一直翻过来嘴巴打下去
They also take the chairs and then fight
口需要口水吐出去
They even spit
脚踢出去
They kick
就像政府嘛
Is it like a government
那么那些小学生看哦国会是这样开会
So the people in the primary school say This is such a way you behave in the parliament
国会会我也会
So you know I know
那么大家都会
So everyone knows how to fight
烂民主的时候他就想从前蒋经国的时候
So in the rotten democracy They thought that 蒋经国was
是很严格
It was very strict
是比较独裁
It's very dictatorial
有它的好处
But there's a good thing about it
其实我告诉你
I tell you
独裁不是圣经的要求
Dictator is not a demand of the Bible
民主也不是圣经
Democracy also is not a demand of the Bible
圣经告诉我们
Because the Bible says
罪人需要政府统治
The sinners need to be governed by the government
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says
政府需要上帝管理
And the government needs to be ruled over by God.
凡是没有上帝在后面的政府都是危险。
The government without God as the back there is dangerous.
但是
But then,
把上帝当作被利用的工具的政府是比没有上帝的政府更危险。
But the government that uses God as a tool to use is worse than the government that's without God.
一层套一层。
So one thing to the other.
有上帝。
With God,
却没有上帝权柄的政府
；Without God's authority,
跟没有上帝
；Government without God,
也不干上帝的事情的政府
；And doesn't interfere with God,
跟有上帝
；Compared to those with God,
尊重上帝的政府
；And government respect God,
完全不同的
，It's totally different。
我讲历史上的
，And in history,
可能就是当摩西活在世界上
，When Moses was living,
跟加尔文在日内瓦的时候
，And when Calvin was in Geneva,
是两段的时间
，These two periods
叫做神权统治。
It is God ruling over people.
不是人权。
It's not a man.
不是政权。
And not the government authority.
是政权。
It's authority.
是神权。
It's a theonomy.
Theocracy.
theocracy，
theocracy， democracy 是不一样的。
神权跟这个民权不一样。
在摩西的时候
，in the time of Moses，
什么事就到上帝面前。
Every time there's a thing happening, they come to God.
用自己的血去处理这个事。
He doesn't use his flesh to deal with things.
依靠神。
He depends on God.
他仰望神。
He looked up to God.
甚至从早到晚处理永远处理不完的事情。
And from morning till evening, he deal with a lot of things.
上帝才差遣叶特罗来帮助他懂一点组织。
And God sent his father-in-law Jethro to help him to organize.
有人问摩西是伟大的领袖吗？
Is people ask if Moses is a great leader?
加拿大的 Dr.Peter Whitrock 他讲一句话
Dr. Pritchard of Canada he said
他说 Moses was not a great leader he's a very stupid leader
摩西不是伟大的领袖是一个很蠢的领袖
his spirituality is great
他的灵性是大的
but his organization and mentality and management is poor
他的行政他的心态是很差的
所以叶特罗告诉他
so Jethro told him
这个人要有个十副长
10 you want to have a ruler and 50 with a
ruler
100 with centurion,
千夫长
1000 with a ruler
一千个人不能解决的问题千夫长来问你的时候你只有一个对一个他一个去管一千个了
When the ruler of a thousand cannot deal with the problem then you can't
do it 摩西在学会
Then Moses learned
那这样的神许可外邦人帮助基督徒搞一些政治上的秩序问题
So then God allowed the Gentiles to have the Christians to deal with some which is a political administration
今天讲的很多事情你过去没有好好想
So a lot of things we discuss tonight, you have not thought through in the past.
你从小对政治也没有兴趣。
And since young, you have never interested in politics.
华人对政治一定有兴趣，因为他只有兴趣一种，对钱有兴趣。
And Chinese are interested in politics, they only interested in money.
不等你听了以后呢
？But after I heard this,
你要改变你的观念。
You need to change your concept.
否则的话呢
？If not,
你在这个国家
，in this nation,
你会越来越少数。
You will become a minority.
越来越变成没有政权的。
And there's no share in the politics.
今天我见了一个马来。
Today I see a Malay.
我问他你几个孩子
？How many children do you have?
Five.
五个。
他的朋友说。
And a friend say.
He wants ten.
他要十个。
All twelve.
或是十二个。
那么呢，两个，一个印度人，一个孩子都没有。
One Indian without even a single son.
一个马来人要十二个。
And a Malay want twelve.
你明白了吗
？Understand?
他们有计划的。
So we plan.
变成多数的。
Become a majority.
那你们变成少数的。
And your number will shrink and become minority.
自动就失去权柄。
Then you lose your power.
所以这些事情都要思想。
All the things you must think through.
我不干预你们的个人自由。
I'm not going to interfere your personal freedom.
也不干预你们的社会形态。
Or interfere your social behavior.
更不干预你们的民族国情跟政府的这个策略。
Or your democratic kind of strategy.
但我要告诉你。
I want to tell you.
圣经是很多事情都讲。
The Bible says many things.
我们传道的很多事情都没有讲。
And we as a preacher never discuss a lot of things.
很多记录的很多事情都没有都出来。
And a Christian never read what the Bible contains.
所以主啊，我就忠心等你再来、就是。
Lord, I'm faithfully waiting for you to return.
今天听了这些
，After I heard all this,
你有什么改变？你自己向上帝负责。
What kind of change you want to have? You want to be accountable to God.
我是照着上帝的话把原则分析给你。
I will analyze the principle according to God's word.
加尔文时代的时候。
And in the time of Calvin,
试试看在地上建立以神权为中心的社会。
He tried to establish society using theocratic as a center.
影响到今天。
And the influence is until today.
所以你今天到瑞士去。
Today when you go to Swiss,
你买最好的手表。
You buy the best watch.
一定是在日内瓦做的。
It must be have been manufactured in Geneva.
不是在 Bern 做的。
那 Bern?
不是在这个其他的城市上。
No, in other cities.
这个 Lausanne。
啊，卢森，
或者卢森，
卢森，
或者是小抛森，
啊，小抛森，
小抛森只有出一种表叫做 IWC。
小抛森 only one kind of watch produced IWC。
也不在其他的别的城市。
Not in other places。
在 Geneva。
In Geneva。
因为受教文的影响。
Because they're influenced by Calvin。
今天你到瑞士去。
Today when you go to Switzerland。
Zurich 晚上很热闹。
And Zurich at night is very busy。
卢森晚上很热闹。
卢森 also。
这一个人 ，Bern 晚上很热闹。
Bern 说
，Schaffhausen 也是。
Schaffhausen 是 busy。
但是到日内瓦晚上不热闹。
When it comes to Geneva at night, they're not busy。
因为那个时候教文规定。
Because at that time, this government, this cabinet has determined。
晚上夜生活尽量减少。
You want to reduce the night life？
不需要的，没有妓院开。
That was not necessary. You don't have open。
没有舞厅。
No, this
are dancing hall。
There's no bar。
等等。所以日内瓦的晚上是很安静。
So in Geneva at night is very quiet.
曾经被选为在欧洲最适合人居住的一个城市。
So has been also elected the best dwelling place in Europe.
这个都是呢， 这个当时没有赌博，没有跳舞，没有宴会，没有策划宴乐，没有许多夜总会等等，产生下来到今天的影响。
And no gambling, no dancing hall, no these luxury places, they influence until today.
过做工作的最好。
They work the hardest.
精工细造是在真正是可以继续不断受考验，在世界上留名整个全球的。
And their work was very fine, delicate, and known throughout the whole world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
一个人真正敬畏上帝
If a person would fear God truly,
他是不一样。
It's different.
所以我1969年第一次到日内瓦的时候
1969, the first time when I was in Geneva,
走到一个很多的这个雕像的面前
I came to a place without sculptures.
这个教文在中间
Calvin in the middle.
还有 Bucer,
Bucer,
Bullinger,
Bullinger,
Bessa,
Bessa.
几个改教在日内瓦的重要人物都雕在那里
Few important Genevan also reformer were there.
下面拉丁文一句话
And there's a Latin statement says,
教文第一
Calvin the first?
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
因为他最敬畏上
Because he feared the Lord best.
今天圣经告诉我们
Today the Bible says,
以耶和华为王的
He who has Jehovah as a king,
那国是有福的
That nation will be blessed.
以耶和华为王的
And he who honor God as king,
那个百姓是蒙福的
And that people will be blessed.
我们今天从国家来说
Today, from the personal nation,
从教会来说
from church,
从社团来说
from the society,
家庭来说
perspective, from family perspective,
个人来说
from individual perspective,
你是不是让上帝的权柄高过人的权柄管制你的思想、情感、你的意志
Do you have God's authority higher than man's authority to rule over your emotion, your thinking, your will?
要用上帝的公义、上帝的爱、上帝的圣洁、上帝的良善作为你行事的准则
Then using God's righteousness, love and holiness as your way of practice of life
让上帝的能力
That God's power
基督的救赎
And Christ's salvation
圣灵的引导
And the Holy Spirit's guidance
带领你生活的表现
To lead the expression of a life
结出圣灵的果子
And to bear the fruit of Holy Spirit
你就超过政权所给你的自由
Then you transcend the freedom given by the government authority
你不会因为说这个政府许可不许可
You cannot because does government allow me or not?
我这样做犯法不犯法
And do I go against the law if I do this?
你问的是另外一个问题
You ask another question
我是不是照着神的旨意
Do I do according to the will of God?
我是不是讨上帝的心
Do I please God?
我是不是能够符合神的心意
Can I go according to the mind of God?
我对得起上帝
Can I be accountable to God?
我做给上帝看吗
And am I showing myself to God?
当你把这些都行出来的时候
When I've done all these things
你就超过了为了怕政府罚你才做好人
Then you transcend the fact that you are a good man just because you fear the punishment from law
超过了为了人称赞你你是做好事
You transcend for the fact because you want to earn praises from people that do good things
那你说如果不是基督徒的怎么办呢
If those are not Christian what are you going to do
这句话照样适用
All these things are appropriate too
如果你要怕
If you want to be afraid
政府
The government.
是因为你作恶要受刑罚
And because you do evil things, you want to be punished.
如果你行善，你就不需要怕政府
Because if you do good, you don't have to be afraid of government.
因为政府是替上帝做伸冤工作的
Because the government takes advance for the sake of God.
他是上帝的用人
He is God's servant.
所以政府定下的规条
So the rule fixed by the government.
怎样能维持下去
How can we sustain?
用两个办法
Two ways.
第一
The first.
用钱财来执行任务
using the money to execute the responsibility
上帝既然把政权交给政府
since God has given the government authority
上帝就给政府有纳税的权柄
so God has given the authority of taxation to the government
因为改善水利
because to change the facilities
建设交通
and to build transportation
要这个许多的政策实行出来
and manyPolicy to be executed.
一定需要很多的钱。
They need money.
建一个大桥。
And to build a bridge.
建一个环城公路。
And also to an expressway.
建一个飞机场。
And to build an airport.
使百姓可以安居乐业。
So that people can stay and do business.
需要的费用大得不得了。
Need great expenses.
上帝给政府有纳粮、纳税的权利。
So God has given government authority of taxation.
上帝给政府有建立军队、有保卫国家、有刑罚罪人。有奖赏行善的这些权柄
So military and police power to execute and to punish the evil
这些权柄都是神所赐下的
All this power and authority are given by God
我们要顺服
We want to submit to it.
下个礼拜
the next week,
我们要提到有关于顺服这些神给政府的合法权柄的时候当尽的责任是
And we'll talk about responsibility as the time we submit to all this legal kind of authority of the government.
求主帮助我
God bless us.
就越听越明白越清楚
The more we listen, the more we're clear.
然后我们顶天立地
Then we'll stand upright.
对神对人
And to God and to man.
对己
And to ourselves.
对世界
And to the world.
对现今对将来
To today and to in the future,
胸有成竹
and we have a plan in us,
按部就班
and go step by step,
永生一人
and to glorify God.
我们站起来，
所以 rise.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我从罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。
我们为我们的政府祷告。
Pray for our government.
为我们的百姓祷告。
Pray for our people.
为神权在地上的事情来祷告。
Pray for execution of God's authority.
为我们敬畏神最好的基督徒社会的榜样祷告。
Pray for us a good example and good citizen in the world.
我们大家恳切开声祷告。
We pray together.
大家开声祷告。主啊，感谢。